At this point, as soon as we can complete the preparations, we will do the umbilical EVA, where the pilot will go out on a 50-foot umbilical and try to get close to the Agena 8 and retrieve an experiment which is contained on Agena 8.
Mm-hmm. And what will be going on here at the Mission Control Center where you're located during that third day? What will you and Glenn Lunny and all the flight controllers be doing?
Well, our work will essentially be done when we have them set up for the rendezvous. When we reach the point of EVA, we will then revert to a fairly passive role of monitoring the spacecraft systems to help the crew all we can in relation to the spacecraft systems.
Well, Cliff, will the extravehicular activity this time, Mike Collins, involve anything new that hasn't been done by Ed White and Gene Cernan before?
No, nothing new. However, in this one, we will again have a handheld maneuvering unit, and you probably recall Ed White had this on GT-4.
He gave out a fuel because the little tank was there.
Right, and that's the point. On this particular flight, we'll again have the handheld maneuvering unit, but we will have quite a bit more fuel.
You'll be feeding it from inside the spacecraft, won't you?
Well, it's in a tank in the adapter section. Mm-hmm. So we expect to do a tether evaluation or the umbilical that he's on with the handheld maneuvering unit, and we expect to get an increased length of time with him being able to maneuver with this unit.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, this is the same type of small nozzle unit that Ed White used.
Yes, it is.
Uh-huh. He actually, does he go behind the adapter section to connect up the fuel supply for it?
No, the fuel supply is just behind the hatch. He doesn't have to go around to the adapter as Gene Cernan did.